While oil prices have dropped this week, gas prices haven't dropped. Nationwide, the average price for gasoline is $3.96 a gallon. That's nearly double the price from 2 years ago. It's even higher here in New York. These figures are according to the U.S. Energy Department. WNYC's Lisa Chow spent a morning at the Union Square Green Market to find out how it's affecting local farmers.
For those of us who don't own a car or pay for the heat in our apartment, we might not feel the direct impact of rising energy prices. But if you're a farmer, you're running tractors, you're heating greenhouses. You know those little bottles filled with jam or honey sold at farmers markets? Even those bottles are getting more expensive, says Andrew Cote, a beekeeper in New York.
The cost of shipping is affected. The bottles are made in China. The bottles are made of a petroleum product, which is more expensive now.
Then, of course, there's the driving.
I drive tens of thousands of miles per year to get around to my beehives. I have them within a 50-mile radius, but still, a lot of stop and go. And with gas around $4.50 a gallon now, it's very difficult to maintain prices as they are.
So to deal with these rising costs, Cote came up with an idea to make more money. Instead of branding his honey New York City honey like he used to do, he is cashing in on the hype around local.
We've got honey from West 68th, 14th and 2nd.
14th and 2nd.
14th and 2nd.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, that means that's where the hive is located. I have a friend named Peter, and the bees are up on top of his building. And, well, that's it. I mean, that's the location of the beehive.
Not everyone can bring their produce from a few blocks away.
Well, the gas price increases. I mean, it's affecting all of us in so many different ways.
Cheryl Rogowski sells potatoes, bok choy, and many other sorts of produce at the Union Square Market. She says she's consolidating trips.
It's a lot of choreography.
Making sure every time her staff uses the truck, they're making multiple deliveries to avoid wasting fuel. And rising energy prices have prompted Rogowski, the first farmer to win a MacArthur Genius Award, to start an experiment.
We're taking three vegetables we sell a lot of and three vegetables that we don't sell a lot of, and we're going to track every single aspect of the cost of production of those items.
To figure out whether she should raise prices on certain vegetables or stop growing some vegetables altogether because they're not working and it doesn't make sense. Local farmers do have one big advantage in this environment of rising energy prices. They're close to the biggest market in the country, New York City. Farmers out west, shipping to the East Coast, are facing even higher fuel costs. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.
$4. I'm just so happy to see asparagus.
Just see anything green.
Green, I know. Everything's coming fast.